Luke 16, 10 through 11, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Here's the passage. Whoever can be trusted with little can be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? I entered my very first baseball game for the Phillip 66ers 10 and under baseball team as a pinch runner. That was way back in the day when everyone didn't play, when we kept score, and when the winners went to Sevier's Drive-In for malts. The losers lined up for nickel Cokes that were about two swallows big. And there were no trophies, simply for showing up. Anyway, I entered as a pinch runner and got thrown out going to third. Actually, I think the third baseman was already holding the ball when I left second. And then in another game, I got to pinch hit and struck out on three pitches without taking a swing. In a later game, I got to play in the field. Finally, I got to play the whole game, and I started hitting the ball and reaching base safely. Here's my point. My coach trusted me with a little until he knew I could handle more. Then he trusted me with a little more, and then a little more until I was playing every game. Jesus does much the same with us. Our teacher gives us a little, then he gives us more when he deems we are ready. He knows if we can't handle a little, we won't be able to handle a lot. Many people have trouble with Jesus' strategy. They want it all now. If they can't play the whole game on the first day out and every day thereafter, they don't want to play at all. And Jesus says to believers, one very practical part of playing the game is how you handle your money. If you find it difficult to honor God with your wealth, then he will set you on the bench when it comes to spiritual riches. If you can't handle worldly wealth, then how are you going to handle the things that money can't buy? Lord, may I be faithful with what you give me today so I can receive what you have for me tomorrow. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.